All financial advice provided on this show is for entertainment and educational purposes only. The financial ideas and strategies discussed are only provided as a starting point for a conversation about money matters. With regard to your particular investments and financial strategies, consult your financial planner, CPA, or investment professional. All your financial decisions are yours and yours alone to make and subsequently are solely your responsibility. The information that is supplied through the context of the radio program and any repurposing of its content by the host or network is a combination and collection of solid financial investment understanding, opinion, and comments. This network, show, and its host are not liable for financial strategies, outcomes that you employ in any manner that result in any kind of loss. Shares of corporate sponsors may be the subject of buy or sell recommendations in Jay Taylor's newsletter in accordance with Jay's objective opinion.
Welcome to Turning Hard Times into Good Times with your host, Jay Taylor. This hour will help investors fix issues and achieve personal gain. Now, here's your host, Jay Taylor.
Welcome to Turning Hard Times into Good Times. I am your host, Jay Taylor. Because of my need to travel to Portugal this week, today's show was pre-recorded with both of my guests being recorded on September 10th. Those guests, who you will hear from shortly, are Nolan Watson, the CEO of Sandstorm Gold, and Thomas Coughlin, the CEO of Allocated Bullion Exchange. Before I talk more about today's show, let me remind you that I am the editor of Jay Taylor's Gold, Energy, and Tech Stocks, and you can subscribe to my newsletter by going to miningstocks.com, miningstocks.com. I would also like to encourage you to consider subscribing to Chen Lin's letter, What is Chen Buying, What is Chen Selling? You can do so by going to chenpicks.com, chenpicks.com. An enviable track record, especially in the biotech sector, where he has some very exciting things developing right now. I want to thank each of you for listening to the show, making it one of the more popular shows of the Voice America Business Channel, and I also want to invite you to keep your questions, comments, criticisms, and praises coming along to questionsfortaylor@gmail.com, questions4taylor@gmail.com. I also want to thank our sponsors for making this show economically viable. This week's sponsors are RN Resources, Genesis Metals Corp., Great Bear Resources, Klondike Gold Corp., Novo Resources, and Sandstorm Gold Limited. Regarding our sponsors today, Nolan Watson, the CEO of Sandstorm Gold, a streaming and royalty gold mining company, will be with me to talk about the explosive growth ahead for investors. Last week, we heard from Ivan Bebek of RN Resources, and he told us there will be a lot of assays coming from that company's Committee Bay project in Nunavut, as well as from the company's high-grade Homestake project in British Columbia. Most of all, I'm excited about RN's prospects on its Sombrero project in Peru that seems to have excellent prospects for a major gold-copper porphyry discovery. Well, Great Bear Resources may turn out to be my biggest winner this year among sponsors and among recommendations in my newsletter. I will be meeting with management in Vancouver next weekend. That company appears to have discovered a very high-grade gold deposit in the Red Lake District of Ontario, and it was so promising, in fact, that it brought Robert McEwen into the company as a major shareholder. For those of you who may not be aware, it was the company making Red Lake Gold Discovery, made by Robert McEwen's Goldcorp, that launched Goldcorp into the major company it is today. Could a similar discovery be in process for Great Bear? Well, time will tell, but it's certainly a very exciting story for now. Last year's big winner on this show was Novo Resources. It's been kind of quiet for Novo over the past several months, but by the time these remarks are aired, or sometime later in the week, I expect that we will hear of some bulk sample assays from the company's Comet Well or Purdy's Reward project in Australia. With some very good assays coming from those projects, this stock could well be off to the races very quickly. Peter Talman of Klondike Gold was on this show a few weeks back, and he talked about that company's massive Klondike project, where some very substantial progress and sizable bulk tonnage open pit grade assays have been reported. These are assays sufficient to start to provide a picture of a major gold discovery in the making, potentially in that Klondike site for Klondike Gold. Last but not least, a new understanding of the geology of Genesis Metals project in Quebec is providing considerable room for optimism. Management is spending valuable time working on this geological model to establish new drill targets, which I expect will be drilled sometime in the new year. The best way to own gold, the best way to own gold stocks. Well, that's the title of my show this week. Nolan Watson and Thomas Coughlin visit for the first time. Owning gold as a safe haven against risks of political or monetary mayhem is well documented. But Thomas Coughlin of the Allocated Bullion Exchange will explain why combining cryptocurrency backed by gold has advantages over holding gold in your personal safe, and how, in fact, by owning gold in the Kinesis system, you can earn a healthy yield on your gold holdings. Thomas's partner in this enterprise is whistleblower Andrew McGuire, who was a guest on the show recently. Nolan Watson is the CEO of Sandstorm Gold. He'll be with me in just a few minutes after our first commercial break. For reasons Nolan will explain, streaming and royalty companies profit handsomely from metal production, but face far less risk than standard mining companies. As such, they tend to be priced by the market at higher multiples than the norm in the mining sector. But as you will learn, Sandstorm is priced much lower than other better-known royalty companies, despite the fact that it is poised for very dramatic growth in the years to come. Both Nolan Watson and Thomas Coughlin will provide an education that is most important during a time when global economies are becoming ever more burdened with debt and when the potential for another major catastrophe, as bad or worse as that of 2008, is becoming ever more likely. So I hope you'll stick around to hear both of my guests today. We do have to go to break, but don't go away because I'll be right back with Nolan Watson.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit facebook.com/Voice America.
A gold rush has begun. Recently, three of the largest gold mining companies announced strategic acquisitions in the Yukon territories. Ahead of them was a group who had already consolidated the key claims covering the historic Klondike Gold Rush into one company, aptly named Klondike Gold Corp. Led by a team of accomplished geoscientists, the company is steadily advancing exploration to reveal the rich source of all that gold. The hunt for the next major discovery is well underway, and Klondike Gold's shareholders are strategically positioned. Stay ahead of the majors and follow KlondikeGoldCorp.com.
Have you become a member yet? Sign up now to become a member of Voice America. It's always free and easy. Plus, you get to take advantage of some great member benefits. Get unlimited access to millions of hours of on-demand content across all of our channels. Keep track of your favorite episodes, shows, and hosts in your own customizable library. Find out what shows you might be interested in based on your favorites. Plus, you get insider access with our newsletter. Membership gives you more. Sign up at voiceamerica.com and click register at the top right.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.